God bless you, precious heart, to others. Forgive me for not putting out a new message recently. We have been under tremendous attack here on the mountain. The Lord is expanding us, and the enemy is trying their hardest to stop the expansion and to stop what God wants to do for the people of Penasco, especially the young people who are being drafted into covens and drafted into terrible drugs, getting sick and dying. And it's been very, very destructive in this area of the country recently, and probably where you are too. I wouldn't be surprised. So I'm first of all going to ask you for prayer coverage, because the enemy is fighting with all he's got to stop us from going forward. And the Lord is making it so clear that we have to move forward and that he's with us as he was with Joshua. Please pray for courage for me and for unity in the community. Everyone in the community is getting attacked on a personal level. And also they're trying to cause division in the community. And thanks be to God, we're holding up. But it's a real struggle. Now, about world events, obviously things are proceeding into the darkness with all of these attacks and people dying, hundreds of thousands of people dying in Iran and around the world from these wicked regimes. So please, let's pray for them. Let's pray for these people and hold them up with everything we've got in our hearts. Because what is coming against these countries is evil, evil, evil. It's genocide, really, which we knew that was going to happen. Now, I read a book 40 years ago by Gary Kaa about the New World Order. And he laid out the plan for the New World Order and how the elite were going to take it over. And that was way before the topic was even popular. The Lord put that book in my hands. And so now many of the changes that you're seeing are the result of groundwork that's been done for the last 35, 40 years to bring this about. Things that are going to be done with the banking system, currency, our living situations, housing, really on a very basic level that will make life more difficult for all of us. So please pray for the world. Pray for peace and maintain peace in your own home. The attacks against marriages right now are very strong. And the way to solve many of our problems and marriage difficulties is to be meek and humble, agreeable, pliable, loving, especially not to fall into self-righteousness. Dear ones, the Lord is expanding us. Many of you have been at a standstill and fighting against incredible odds, constantly battling the devil, trying to distract you and trying to stop you. But the good news is that's because breakthrough is coming. In order for this breakthrough to come, we have to get rid of our pride. It's so, so important that we are meek and gentle and tender of heart with one another. Just the opposite of what's going on in the world today. This meekness and tenderness in our relationships makes it possible for healing to take place. When we buck up and demand our way and complain and quarrel over little things, we are playing right into the devil's game plan for us. No, the Lord wants us to be meek and gentle, flexible, willing to change our mind, willing to go with the lesser portion, willing to be last. And we need this virtue tremendously. God is raising us up, but first he must clean out the old leaven, the old stuff, the pride, the self-righteousness, wanting our own way, demanding our own way, criticism, finding fault with one another. My loved ones, these things must go. They do nothing but destroy. The Lord is calling us to a new level of humility, a new level of faithfulness. He wants to equip us with greater gifts. But in order for that to happen, we have to be prepared. He cannot put new wine into old wineskins. And he is dying to pour new wine into all of us who are hungry to minister and hungry for change. So please, please make humility and brotherly love your top priorities. Meekness, gentleness, kindness, sacrifice without complaining. Make these things your priority every day in talking to your husbands and wives and children. Model that behavior for them and explain to them the value of being meek and humble and loving one another. And self-righteousness is a super poison that is spreading in the body right now. Being right, having to be right, having to be first. Please, dear ones, watch out for self-righteousness. The enemy is using that as a sledge to tear the body apart, to tear marriages apart and churches apart. The goal is division. The goal is to put an end to us before our breakthrough. But we can overcome that with brotherly love and meekness. Don't allow the enemy to distract you away from your prayer time. Be sure that you get at least an hour and a half to 2 hours of good prayer and worship in every day, and more if possible. 4 hours is very, very helpful, and it will protect you. We need to come into prayer repenting for the ways that we've failed the Lord and for the attitudes that are toxic to the Lord and to our spouses, our children, and to the church. We need to repent of those things and take on a garment of humility and meekness. Like the Blessed Mother, her very personality is what we need right now to deal with all of the anger, hatred, selfishness, jealousy that is being salted into the Christian community right now and the world. So I'm encouraging you, please put on the garments of holiness, meekness, gentleness, kindness, and protect your families by a good example. Forgive one another. Do not allow yourselves to hold on to any memory of harm from another. When you hold on to those memories, a root of bitterness grows in your heart. And bitterness is one of the fastest growing vices that a Christian can have, and it puts down roots. Not only does it put them down, it spreads, and it pollutes the ground. It poisons the ground, so that in your garden, rather than the sweet fruits of love, patience, kindness, all the fruits of the Holy Spirit, rather than having that growing in your garden, where you come into the presence of the Lord. There's bitterness, envy, jealousy, infighting, and we can't allow that. Recognize it for what it is. It is an assignment from the enemy. In the midst of the wars that are going on, God has called us to be peacemakers and to protect our families with prayer and with a peaceful, loving heart. There's no place for anger now. Understand, and I've shared with you to listen to The Dark Crossing, which is a site on YouTube where a former Satanist of 12 years explains exactly how he curses families, how he curses you at work, the demons that he assigns. And the remedy for this is to understand that when someone opens their mouth and you're offended, a spirit of offense has been assigned against you to cause you to have a sucker punch and buckle up. Yeah, you know, I have a sucker punch and fold in half and everything stops because you're grievously wounded. Understand that those are tactics from the enemy. That is a demon that has caused that transaction between you and your husband or your children or your wife. And the way to deal with it is to renounce it and to renounce a spirit of offense. It's a very powerful spirit. These Satanists have files on us, as I've told you before, and they take a great deal of time to look into your past, the wounds in your family, things that happened to you when you were a child. They have this information, and they use it to strategize and plot an event in your life that will alienate someone close to you because they want to cause division. And when Christians are united, we're dangerous to the enemy and to all that he's trying to do. But when we're divided, he has free rein. And the gifts that we have to share with one another, the prayers, the gifts, the support, is gone. And we're weakened. So the enemy does everything in his power to alienate Christians from their pastors, from one another, from the members of their family, from people at work. And we have to be smarter than that. We have to realize this is an assignment of division and recognize that we're being played like a violin, that a Satanist has taken it as an assignment to destroy our lives, to destroy our families. But you can stop this from happening. And you stop it by humbling yourself, refusing to take offense. And I just simply say, I refuse that. I renounce it in the name of Jesus. I will not take offense. I will not be angry. I will not hold unforgiveness. I forgive. Lord, take these feelings away from me, please. When you do that, within a good 10 to 20 minutes, the Lord comes in and removes the spike, the sword, whatever has hurt you, he removes it because you've made up your mind you're not going to play Satan's game. You're not going to live your life by his playbook, which is to destroy you. Then the next thing we need to do are to take up the scriptures and declare exactly how faithful the Lord is and declare the fruits of the Spirit. Declare that Psalm 91 especially is full of good things, but there's so many scriptures that make a declaration of goodness, patience, mercy, kindness. Patience is so important. All of these things, the Lord's angels respond to Scripture when we speak it out loud with conviction. No weapon formed against me will prosper. The land of the righteous shall not be held under the rule of the wicked. There are so many scriptures that defend our position and uphold it. And the moment the angels hear these things, they race to our side to defend us. And we can grow in virtue this way and cooperating with the angels in loving one another, forgiving one another, and not allowing ourselves to be played by the enemy is so important. So I encourage you to listen to The Dark Crossing. Listen to the stories of how he deliberately manipulated people to break up marriages, to cause health problems, to divide churches. When you listen to these stories, it's going to blow your mind. He explains exactly how he does it. In the context of a corporation, this is not just a little coven in the neighborhood. This is actually a corporate network of Satanists who use the information, have access to all kinds of information about you, to plot your destruction and to plot ruin and division. And we can stop it by standing on the word and refusing to take offense. That's huge right now. If you learn not to take offense, the devil will no longer be able to push your buttons and cause you to react in a way that causes more alienation and even the end of important, vital relationships. Please, my dear ones, incorporate this into your study time, The Dark Crossing and Jennifer LeClaire. And Jennifer has kind of a briefing every morning. And it's amazing to me because the thing she brings up every morning, her YouTube is usually about 25 minutes long in the morning, is exactly what the enemy has planned for the day. She is reading their mail and giving us declarations and solutions and ways to overcome everything that the enemy has prepared for us that day. It's really quite amazing. This woman is a general in God's army. And she knows exactly what she's doing and exactly how to prepare us. And she has awakening prayer hubs as well, which band together to pray for the world and for peace and for other things as well. So I'm leaving this with you. I'm going to explain a little bit more about our situation in this next video, but I wanted you to have what you need right now for personal victory over everything that is being planned against you. And I promise you, if you listen to The Dark Crossing, you're going to see exactly how serious these people are about destroying your life, destroying your marriage, destroying your health. It's going to amaze you, really, what lengths they go to, how organized they are. They're like the military, unbelievably well organized. And we have all the tools and the Spirit of the living God working through us to overcome every single thing they try to do to us. All we have to do is rise up and use those tools. I think you'll be inspired when you watch The Dark Crossing and listen to Jennifer. And I'll keep you informed on what's going on here on the mountain, because it's exciting. We're moving through a breakthrough the Lord has given us scriptures about Joshua and about breaking through the opposition. But I'm telling you, the opposition is like a firefight. You'll notice if you watch any kind of news about what's going on in the Middle East, bombs are falling everywhere. Well, on the mountain, we've got our bombs falling everywhere from the enemy. And the Lord is dealing with it. And he's showing us how to overcome it. And I'm going to share that with you in the next video. The Lord bless you, dear ones. Thank you for your support. And please pray for us as we are moving into this new adventure with the house in Penasco. And also evangelizing the Satanists that are here on the property at night. We're working on that. The Lord has given us some things to do to help them. Pray for them, please. Many of them want to leave the satanic covens they're stuck in. They want to leave, but they don't know how to get out. And God is leading us to give them solutions for how to move on. And they're very angry with us. That's why they're attacking us so heavily, because they know their time is short and God is giving solutions. And they know there's unrest in the covens. There's people who want out. So pray for them. Pray for their safety. Pray that the blindness will go away and they will hear clearly the love of the Lord. Feel it clearly that God loves them as we minister to them through the Lord's wisdom. God bless you.